诸佛菩萨、宣公上人、诸位法师、诸位善知识，阿弥陀佛。今晚轮到沙弥尼净莲和大众结法缘，如果在个人的报告中有说的不如法的地方，请各位慈悲指正。 Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dhamma Masters and all good knowing advisors, Amitabha, Tonight is novice nun Jinglian's turn to tie Dhamma affinities with the assembly. If there is anything I said not according with the Dharma, please correct me. 其实每次坐在台上对大家说今晚轮到个人和大众结法缘，总有点心虚，为什么呢？其实圣城是一个说小不小、说大不大的地方，大家住在一起，早上不见晚上见，抬头不见低头见，其实所谓的法缘早已经在日常生活的点点滴滴中结下了。坐在台上说要结法缘，总有一些词不达意的感觉，常听人讲书到用时方恨少，坐在台上讲法才知道自己平时真是没有再好好的用功。 Actually, every time when I sit on the stage, I always feel lack of self-confidence. Why? Being honest, CTDB is not a small place. However, it is also not a big place. Here, we live together, work together, and almost do everything together. Every day, sooner or later, we could meet one another. Therefore, we have already been planting the Dhamma affinities with everyone. Now, sitting on the stage, I really do not know what to say. We often say that only when writing can make you realize not reading enough, and only when you're sitting on the stage speaking the Dharma, then I notice I really need more practice. 个人是个很愚痴的人，曾经为了世尊那一句设伏有人若有罪若无罪，酬谢枷锁减系其身，称观世音菩萨名者皆悉断坏即得解脱。为了这一句话，在很长的一段时间里，个人和普门品总不能相应。为什么呢？因为个人觉得观音菩萨很不公平，有罪的人就应该被惩罚，而无罪的人才应该得到救护。为什么这位菩萨善恶不分呢？只要称他的名字，他就谁都救。这位菩萨是不是有听自己名号的瘾呢？所以就爱屋及乌。为什么世尊要那样的赞赏这位菩萨呢？个人一直都想不明白。 I am a very foolish person. Because of the sentence said by the word honored one, if a person, whether guilty or not, who has been put in stocks,or bound with chains, calls out the name of Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva, his fetters will break apart, and he will immediately be freed. For a long time, I could not fully accept the Universal Doors chapter. Why? Because I feel the Guan Yin Bodhisattva is very unfair. If a person is guilty, then he should be punished.Only innocent people should be rescued. Why this Bodhisattva would like to save them all? Calling out his name, then he will save them all. Does this Bodhisattva addict to hear his own name? Then why the word honored one praises him in this way? I could not understand that. 一天听到一个很有意思的小故事，很有启发性，说的是一位父亲如何教导他两个打架的儿子。 一天，父亲看到他两个儿子在打架，父亲把两个儿子叫过来，一个儿子就说了：“爸爸，是他不对，他还打我。”父亲眼睛一瞪：“你有理，那又怎么样？谁叫你们打架的？都给我罚站！”两个儿子就都只有乖乖的在那里罚站。过了五分钟，父亲叫小儿子来：“你知道今天，我知道今天这件事你没有错，不要以为爸爸老糊涂了，什么都不知道。那么你知不知道，既然你没错，我为什么还要罚你呢？”爸爸：“这样好啊，不许拍爸爸马屁。”真的，爸爸，我记得上一次不知道为什么我和哥哥打架，爸爸只处罚了哥哥，事后我被哥哥打得好惨呐。那你为什么不告我呢？不告还好，告了更惨。那你希望爸爸以后要怎么办呢？像这样就好啊，反正站一会儿就没事了。One day, I heard a very interesting story, very inspiring. It is talking about a father, how to teach his two fighting boys. One day, a father saw his two boys were fighting. He called them to come. One said, "Dad, that's his fault, and he beat me." The father stared to the son. "You are right, then what? You're fighting, so both of you should be punished. Go standing there." These two boys had to stand there. 5 minutes later, the father called his younger son to come. "I know, today you have no fault. Don't think Dad is too old to tell the truth. Then, do you know why you did not do anything wrong? I still punished you." "Father, that is good. Don't be flattery." "No, I'm not flattering. I recalled last time when we fought, I did not know why at that time you only punished elder brother. And after that, I was beat up by him badly. Why not tell me?" "It's better not tell you. Otherwise, it will be even worse." "Then what do you want me to do?" "Just like this, standing there. Then everything passed." 过了一会儿，父亲又把大儿子叫来。今天的事是谁的错？今天的事是我的错。弟弟有错吗？弟弟没错。哦，看来你还知道。当然，善恶我还是能分别的。我还以为你不知道呢。我心里有数。那弟弟没错，我还罚弟弟。你知不知道原因呢？哦，那是爸爸给我面子。我为什么要给你面子？那是爸爸要我以后好好照顾弟弟。After a while, the father called his elder son to come. "Today, whose fault?" "That is my fault." "Did your younger brother do anything wrong?" "No, he's innocent." "It looks you know that well." "Of course, that is obvious." "Then do you know why I also punished your younger brother too?" "That is because, Dad, you do not want me to lose face." "Why I do not want you to lose face?" "Because you want me to take good care of him in the future." 说老实话，对于我这么一个愚痴的人而言，很难一下子理解那父子之间的对话。刚开始，我还真是没有听懂他们在说什么，只是觉得很有意思。但是，等我慢慢回味，却觉得真是妙不可言。这位父亲在处理他儿子的纷争的时候，是以什么为他的宗旨的呢？如果按正常的逻辑，善恶分明， 只罚哥哥不罚弟弟，那么很有可能就会造成将来的兄弟反目，最终家庭破裂。而这位父亲采用了看似不公平的方式，但最后却得到了双赢的结果。兄弟间的对和错，对这位父亲来讲，真的有那么重要吗？超越了对错，这位父亲想要传达什么信息给他的儿子们呢？Being honest, as a foolish person, I could not get the points of the conversations between the father and his sons in the first place. I do not know what they are talking about, but I feel it's quite interesting. However, the more I recollect it, the more meaningful I feel about it. It's so wonderful.What is the principle of the father when he is dealing with his boy's conflicts? If we use the common logic method, the right is right and the wrong is wrong, punishing the elder son only and let go the younger one, then probably in the future, these two boys will be true enemies and the family will split. The father uses the methodThat looks unfair, but the result is win-win. Is the rightness and wrongness that important to the father? Transcending the rightness and wrongness, what is the father really wants to tell his boys? 有罪无罪，对一位大菩萨而言，真的很重要吗？一个人不论有罪无罪，当他从心里诚心祈求哀救的时候，这种祈求有分别吗？他是一个弱者，菩萨去救一个弱者，一个需要救护的人，不对吗？任何人都有软弱的时候，帮助他，救护他，让他有机会可以将心比心，以后不再欺负弱者，让他也学着去帮助其他的众生，让所有的众生都能和乐相处，是不是才是菩萨真正的动机呢？超越了善恶，佛菩萨们又在告诉我们什么呢？ Guilty or not guilty, is that important to a bodhisattva?A person, whether guilty or not, when he is sincerely praying for help, yet this praying has any difference? He is weak, so the bodhisattva saves him. Saving a person wants to be saved, is that not right? Save him, help him, and give him opportunity to help others, is that not right?Transcending the discrimination of guilty or not, what is the Buddhas and Bodhisattva really want to teach us? 我们总是站在自己的立场，很武断地认为自己什么都是对的，很习惯性地把事物分成两面，对的、错的、善的、恶的。好的，坏的。曾经，富罗罗弥多罗尼子尊者也问过世尊这样的问题：若地性变，云何容水？水性周变，火则不生。复云何名？水火二性俱变虚空，不相临灭。世尊，地性障碍，空性虚通，云何二俱周变法界？We always habitually distinguish everything in front of eyes into two sides, in our own position, right and wrong, wholesome and unwholesome, good and bad. Even Venerable Pruna once asked, the word honored one. If the primary element, earth, extended everywhere throughout Dharmaran, how could it coexist with water? And if the primary element, water, extended everywhere throughout Dharmaran, the primary element, fire, could not come into being. How may we understand that primary elements, water and fire, can both pervade empty space without overcoming each other in mutual analyzation? Would honor one, the nature of primary element, earth, is that it is solid. Why the nature of the primary element, space, is that it is a transparent void. How could they both exist everywhere throughout the Dharmaran? I'm not sure how I should understand the implications of this concept. 那么世尊又是怎么回答他的呢？如以色空，相亲相夺与如来藏，而如来藏随为色空，周遍法界，是故于中分动空尘，日明云暗，众生迷闷，被觉合尘，故发尘劳有世间相。我以妙明不灭不生和如来藏，而如来藏为妙觉明周遍法界，是故于中一为无量，无量为一，小中现大，大中现小，不动道场遍十方界，深含十方无尽虚空，于一毛端现宝王刹，作微尘里转大法轮，灭尘合觉，故发真如妙觉明性。 Then, what is the answer from word honored one? Pruna, you mistakenly suppose that within the matrix of the thus come one, space and the primary element earth are mutually incompatible and cannot coexist. But,Within the matrix of the thus come one, space and the world of perceived objects are everywhere throughout the Dharmaran. Movements associated with wind, the stillness associated with space, the brightness associated with the sun, and darkness associated with clouds are all present within the matrix of the thus come one.Beings, however, suffocated by their confusion, turn their backs on enlightenment and embrace this world of perceived objects. Amidst the stress of beings' entanglement with perceived objects, the world of conditioned phenomena appears. With my wondrous, luminous understanding,that neither comes into being nor ceases to be. I'm identical to the matrix of the thus come one. The matrix of the thus come one is itself the wondrous, enlightened, luminous understanding, which illuminates the entire Dharmaran. Within it, therefore, the one is infinitely many, and the infinitely many are one. The great,appears within the small, just as the small appears within the great. I sit unmoving in this still place for awakening, and my Dharma body extends everywhere and encompasses the infinite of space in all the directions. On the tip of a fine hair, magnificent Buddha lens appear, seated within each mote of dust.I turn the great wheel of the Dharma. Because I have freed myself from the world of perceived objects, I have become one with enlightenment. Therefore, the suchness of reality manifests. The inherent nature that is wondrous, luminous, and awake.
一为无量，无量为一，小中现大，大中现小，于一毛端现宝王刹，坐微尘里转大法轮，那是一种怎样的境界？只能说这种境界已经远远超出了我们的想象。那在佛菩萨的眼里，众生又究竟是什么呢？佛菩萨对众生所说的话又究竟是什么意思呢？分析经典、研究经典的我们，是不是在用所之心测度如来无上菩提，用世语言入佛之见呢？究竟应该用一种怎样的心态去分析、研究经典呢？还有很多很多的不明白。 The one is infinitely many, and the many, the infinitely many are one. The great appears within the small, just as the small appears within the great. On the tip of a fine hair, magnificent Buddha lands appear. Seated within each mote of dust,I turn the great wheel of the Dharma. What kind of state is that? All we can say is that is really beyond our imagination. What are the real forms of beings that appearing in front of the eyes of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? What are the true meaning of the words that the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas spoke to us?Analyzing and investigating the sutras, how then, with our consciousness, minds, possibly fathom the supreme awakening of the Thus Come One? How could we gain the Buddha's ability to know and to see merely by using the worldly words? I really do not know. I'm totally confused.慢慢地开始了解，眼前的世界并非就像它所呈现的那样单纯，而自己也远远比自己所想象的更要愚蠢。有一位老师曾经问过我们，以后等你们成了比丘尼，成为了一个真正的出家人的时候，你们想做一个怎样的出家人呢？个人的回答是，出家是我一生中最明智的决定。我希望等我死的时候，我能够无悔地对自己说，我没有辜负我自己。真的好希望，当莲花开的时候，世尊微笑地望着我，说，还好吗？我也能微笑地对世尊说， Everything is okay.Slowly, slowly, I began to understand that the world is not that simple as it is showing. And my stupidity is much, much more than I can thought. Once a teacher asked all of the novice nuns, "What kind of monastic do you want to be when you receive the full precept?" My answer is,Leaving home is the wisest decision I ever have made. And I hope that at the end of my life, I could proudly speak to myself, I have no regrets in my life. I really hope when the lotus flower blooming would honor one smiling to me saying, How are you? I'm also could smile to him saying,Everything is okay.修行真的是很不容易，时时是考验。就像上人讲的，一切是考验，看而怎么办？最对境若不识，须再从头练。很感谢大家这一路来一直给个人很多的机会。 帮助个人一直一直修行，修正自己，提高自己。圣城真是一个很妙的地方。记得曾经看过一本书，书里有这么一句话很有意思，他说，如果你爱一个人，送他去纽约，因为那是天堂；如果你恨一个人，送他去纽约，因为那里是地狱。我想把这句话稍微改动一下，把它变成，如果你觉得自己的修行不好，请来圣城，因为圣城会让你觉得自己还有希望。如果你觉得自己的修行很好，请来圣城，因为这里才有真正的考验。希望大家都能够排除万难，共入联邦。Cultivating is very difficult. Just like the Venerable Master said, everything is a test to see what you are going to do. If you cannot recognize it, then you have to start anew. I'm very appreciate all of you for so many years, giving me so many chances to practice more, helping me, correcting me, and refining me in my cultivation. I'm very appreciated. CTTV is a very wondrous, very special place. I used to see a book. In a book, there's a very interesting sentence said, if you love someone, send him to New York, because that's the heaven. If you hate someone, send him to New York, because that is hell. So I want to modify this sentence a little bit. Then there will be, if you think you are a good cultivator, please come to CTTB, because... If you think your cultivation is poor, please come to CTTB, because here you can regain your confidence. If you think you are a good cultivator, please come here, CTTB, because only here you will know what is true test. I wish all of us could get rid of all our difficulties and get rebirth in the pure land. Amitabha.